Next up, we have Flint Steel with Last of Your Name. This is thematically on point. It's got chugging riffs, harmonized guitars, soaring vocals, thundering drums, heroes, sworn oaths, service, duty, honor, legacy, drawn blades, vengeance, flames burning worlds to ashes. It's got all the elements you might want if you're aiming for, like, new wave of British heavy metal, right? Myth and legend and supernatural fantasy and darkness and mortality, power, rebellion, dystopia. Like, Flint Steel nails the genre that he's aiming for, and there's certainly merit in that. And I'm trying to figure out why this doesn't do it for me, and I think it's perhaps it's maybe just a bit too on the nose. Like, they're following a checklist, like it's a paint-by-numbers painting. For my taste, it's just a little bit formulaic, and in the past, I would have lauded the skill and attention to detail required to summon together all of these elements to create an authentic-sounding genre exercise such as this, but sadly, nowadays, the value of doing this is greatly lessened, because it won't be long until you can prompt an AI to generate a song that is, you know, a pastiche almost as faithful as this. And this is just me trying to understand why I can't vibe with this song. You know, part of it is genre bias, and part of it is because I've heard this song a bunch of times. It's Flint Steel really honoring his roots and going for the sound that he wants, but I am sick and fucking tired of Marvel movies and superheroes and kid stuff and fantasy. Like, I'm a grown-ass man, I live in the real world. I'm just grumpy about this stuff.
You've been reading too much Sartre. I mean, I have the same issue as I was talking about with Governing Dynamics, where, again, I think it's just technically so proficient, like Flint Steel and Temnier, I think it's Will, is just, like, so good at, you know, playing the double kick drum. I think he's got an electronic kit, and he's playing a lot of those drum parts, which is just, like, insane. And then doing guitar minis, which, again, Chumpy, you're saying you love the guitar minis, and, like, Flint Steel's got guitar minis, I think, in this one as well. And it's just excellent playing. And then, like you said, the lyrics are, it's like, okay, it's this warrior with some oath that's not being respected anymore. And, you know, the people don't respect this person that's protecting them. And so he's going to end the world in a fire. And maybe it is, like you said, maybe it's just too on the nose. But again, I have a big genre bias for this type of music. So I just try to not give too many opinions on how I think about it, because it's not for me. It's not my kind of music. But I can appreciate all the incredible technical stuff. And, like, Will's got a great voice. Like, he can really crush these notes. And, you know, it's just like with the Alleviators, where it's like, oh, another excellent duet with, you know, Travis and Becca. It's like, well, you know, what more did I want from that solo? It was, like, you know, technically really cool. And then the other thing that I liked about this, separate from the things, like, I know I said some negative things, but it's like, I like that it's in 6/8 time. I don't know if I've heard any power metal in 6/8 as opposed to, you know, just in 4/4. I don't listen to the genre. So that part at least was sort of refreshing for me, is that it was sort of in that little da-da-da-da-da-da instead of, you know, just straight ahead, or like, you know, a billion picks per second, you know, with chugging riffs and things like that.
So as noted earlier, when we were actually recording this podcast, a family emergency popped up and I had to leave. Chumpy and Seabass continued recording, and much later on, I recorded my comments for Flint Steel and for the Shadow entries. My comments from this point in the recording through to the end have been spliced in after the fact. First, I'll make a quick comment on something that Chumpy said, and I just wanted to mention that I am also a grown-ass man, and I've been dealing with the real world as an independent, responsible adult for the past, what, like almost 40 years now? And I am often tired of real issues and real problems. You know, we get enough of that in real life. And sometimes the only content that I want is a cyber vampire having a laser shootout with a zombie stripper in a mirror maze. I realize Chumpy wasn't being an absolutist about it, though, and I'm guessing we can agree that there is plenty of space in Spintoons for both Flint Steel and, say, Hot Pink Halo. I also get it, though. I mean, we're compelled to study a bunch of songs, and it gets tiring. Flint Steel's song has a nice melodic intro and intense verses. Those early instrumental interludes almost sound like they switch time signatures, but I don't think they actually do. Instead, I think they're just doing something awkward for no good payoff. But it's an impressive song and a great performance, and it's so very much within its genre, both to its credit and possibly also to its disadvantage. I'm going to call out the bass during the guitar solo, which shook my headphones just right. And that's good bass, and it's good bass mixing. So whatever happened there, please continue using that bass and that mix.